So I should also mention that I'm a CST employee on the workforce team, so my work is directly applicable to some of the activities you may have seen from our national office. So this work is rooted in my dissertation, and so I've abbreviated it to a 10-minute presentation the best that I can, but I look forward to some discussion at the end of today's session. So we'll look at job satisfaction and preceptorship capacity among applied epidemiologists. And I looked at this because job satisfaction is an important component of employee retention. 13 to 18% of epidemiologists plan to retire in the next 5 years, and an additional almost 22% of epidemiologists plan to leave their agency within the next year for reasons other than retirement. So this is really rooted in these four research questions. The objective of this research really was to describe the job satisfaction of epidemiologists and those factors influencing job satisfaction, as well as the capacity of epidemiology preceptorships. So I used the Public Health Workforce Interests and Needs Survey data from 2014. It was collected as a partnership between ASTO and the de Beaumont Foundation. So it was initially designed to be nationally representative of state health departments. And they had 37 state health departments that completed it, and then I limited the analysis specifically to those who identified as an epidemiologist, as well as I reweighted the data so it was nationally representative of epidemiologists at state health departments using the 2013 EPI capacity assessment data. To analyze it, I used a mixed methods approach of using SAS University and Invivo 11. So now I'll kind of jump into some of these results, starting with the qualitative results. So we had 11 major themes listed here that emerged. However, only 14% of the sample actually responded with qualitative comments. And so that kind of made it a little bit biased that it may not be 100% representative of what is actually out there. And on these next few slides, I actually have a few of these themes with some sub-themes listed, as well as some illustrative key quotes. So the first one I'd like to share is organizational culture sub-themes, and those sub-themes included diversity, equity, leadership, morale, politics, and professional conduct. And a key quote to illustrate this is, management does not support the assessment of processes or programs, so the collection of data often feels pointless. The next one is retention, and it had sub-themes of pay satisfaction and private sector. So unfortunately, pay is very low across the agency. Leadership's basic thought is that people will quit if the pay is too horrible, and since there isn't high staff turnover, the pay must be fine. Never mind that we can't always fill vacancies due to the offered pay. I'm sure many of you can resonate with some of these comments. Workload was another theme, and it had sub-themes of task diversity, teamwork, time for family, and understaffed. Illustrated by the key quote, I think my satisfaction with my job would be higher if we could get to the point of being fully staffed. Covering job duties for other positions in addition to mine has been stressful. So now we'll kind of jump into the quantitative results, and I start with describing the workforce that actually participated with some demographics. So first off, I wanted to indicate those that were identified as preceptors versus those who are just non-preceptors. And preceptors is defined as supervising a student experience within the last year. So based on this data, 26% of epidemiologists were preceptors. Additionally, so then I compared those that were preceptors and those that were general epidemiologists by supervisory level. And you can tell that most epidemiologists are non-supervisors. However, more than half are in the management levels. Most epidemiologists are white. However, blacks and Hispanics overrepresent their demographics to serve as preceptors. Among those 56 and older, 25% serve as preceptors, while 19% represent the general epidemiology workforce. You can see here those that are the number of years in public health practice. And 53% of epidemiologists have 11 or more years of experience, compared to 62% of preceptors. Now, this one's interesting as it illustrates the subject area of practice. And so there really is a similar distribution of subject area of practice between epidemiologists and preceptors. The most common areas of practice are infectious disease and general epidemiology and surveillance, while the lowest staffed areas are include behavioral health, injury, and chronic disease. And this is similar to other assessments CSD has conducted. Importantly, too, is and we need to note those that are leaving the workforce. So there's an almost 27% in 2014 reported the intention to leave the workforce or take another position in the next year, and only 4% of that was to retire. So I also looked at overall levels of satisfaction. So overall, 82% agree or strongly agree with their overall job satisfaction, 65% with their organization satisfaction, and 54% with their pay satisfaction. So I did some more analytical analysis on those factors associated with job satisfaction. So we measured job satisfaction using the Job in General score scale that had a range of 0 to 48. Scores above 29 indicated satisfaction. So the mean JIG score, or Job in General score, for epidemiologists was 38.8, and then epi preceptors was 40.94 with a p-value of less than 0.01. And this is higher than the general public health workforce. So here are just some of the demographics to show significance is differences between some of those demographic variables by their job satisfaction. And as you can see, those that are supervisors or managers have higher levels of job satisfaction compared to non-supervisors. Those who are Black experience higher levels of job satisfaction compared to whites. Gender and age were not significant. There's a little blip in significance in increase in job satisfaction for those making $45,000 to $55,000 compared to those making $45,000 or less. And those who serve as preceptors do have a higher level of job satisfaction compared to those who do not. Educational attainment and certifications were not associated with an increase in job satisfaction. So years in current position, years in agency, and years in public health practice were not significantly associated with an increase in job satisfaction. However, those that were reported to intend to depart the workforce in the next year had significantly lower scores. As we look down at the breakdown at the bottom column here, those that were leaving to take another job or to leave government overall or to just leave in general had significantly lower scores than those choosing to stay. But those that are choosing to leave for retirement did not have significantly different job scores from those choosing to stay. So just in summary of some significant demographics is that those who are supervisors and management have higher levels of job satisfaction compared to non-supervisors. Blacks have higher job satisfaction than whites. And those departing the workforce within the year have higher levels of or lower levels of job satisfaction compared to those intending to stay. So factors of training support were all significantly associated with job satisfaction or higher levels. However, those that had other factors present had lower job satisfaction scores. Factors of organizational and supervisory support were all significantly associated with higher job satisfaction scores. And so now I'll look at preceptorship briefly. So significant factors of preceptorship was that those who are Black were more likely to be preceptors than whites. Those who are management, team leaders, or supervisors were more likely than non-supervisors to be preceptors. And those who collaborate with academia were more likely to be preceptors. So as I conclude, the levels of job satisfaction, the general workforce for public health state employees is at 37. EPI workforce is at 38, and the general EPI preceptors is almost at 41. Sources of satisfaction included commitment to public health, meaningfulness of the work, and task diversity, training support, organizational support, and supervisory support. However, it's important to look at sources of dissatisfaction as well, which included organizational culture and structure, perceived job security, lack of opportunities for advancement and professional development, recognition and compensation, and the immensity of the workload. So for preceptors, 71% of preceptors indicated participating in an academic health department. So as we expand academic health departments, it may be an opportunity to expand how many preceptorships we can offer in EPI. Preceptorship is also another vehicle to improve job satisfaction among staff who may not feel like there are opportunities for advancement. And to look at that subject area capacity. So as we saw, the distribution of subject areas for preceptorships is the same as the current epidemiology workforce. So if wanting to expand, say, behavioral health EPI capacity, we may need to look upstream to those student experiences to train them earlier on. So the strengths, it was the first assessment of job satisfaction and preceptorship capacity, and there were a few limitations based on the sampling methods as of the secondary analysis. So in conclusion, EPIs experience higher levels of job satisfaction compared to the general public health workforce. The factors associated with an increase in job satisfaction include organizational and supervisory support, training support, and being a preceptor. Preceptors are diverse by race and supervisory level, and then preceptorships are currently offered proportionately across subject areas. And epidemiologists who serve as preceptors more frequently collaborate with academia compared to EPI non-preceptors. Thank you.